Installation Tape Number 1, Side 2, Section 1. More about running JAWS. Be sure the synthesizer is installed first. What if the registration program did not run? Side 2, Section 2. Running the registration program again. Side 2, Section 3. Copying the JAWS name file after running register again. Side 2, Section 4. Installing an update of JAWS. Backing up your earlier versions of JAWS and its related files. Converting earlier versions of the voice and environment. Configuration files. Side 2, Section 5. Selecting a serial port. The path command and autoexec.bat config.sys. Running JAWS automatically. Removing JAWS from memory. Installing utility files specific to each synthesizer. What to do if JAWS does not work? Hunter Joyce, address and phone numbers.
Hi, welcome to side 2 of our JAWS version 2.3 installation tape. I just want to kind of cover a few items from the previous side. We went through it and didn't summarize too much. As I mentioned, you can just go through and you don't have to wait for the tape. You can go through and take the defaults most of the time. And there is a lot of things in there that you have choice over. As I tried to mention on the tape as we went along. At the very end there, something I didn't mention but is very important, is that when you run JAWS, you need to be sure that the synthesizer is booted up and running before JAWS boots up. Meaning, if in the case of the desktop PC, like our example on the previous side, you want to be sure that you install the desktop PC software. And be sure that it says something. That's an indication that it's up and running. In the case of the Accent PC, there's some software you have to install. Same with the sounding board and the Symphonics. And the Accent Mini. Others, like the external synthesizers, you have to be sure that you have them connected properly to the right COM port. You need to be sure they're plugged into the wall and they have power, that they're turned on. Maybe there needs to be a speaker plugged into them so you can hear it. Things like that. It's important that the synthesizer is turned on and up and running before you boot up JAWS, before you run JAWS. Because when JAWS loads up, it sends data out to the synthesizer to initialize it, to make sure that it's set up the way JAWS wants it set up. And, or, the way that you want it set up. Because you do have a choice of setting the volume, rate, pitch, tone, or voice, and other settings, so that when you do reload JAWS, it sets it the way you want it. And of course, those things are actually controlled or come from the synthesizer. JAWS can control them and you can adjust them with JAWS, but they come from the synthesizer. Now another thing with the installation, if you were installing JAWS for the first time and you did not get to the registration program, if it did not run the registration program, there's a couple reasons for that. One is that there was not enough memory in your computer to run registration, in which case we need to run it now at the end. Or you just don't have the registration program on your disk, which means you have a demo or an update disk and you have to reorder JAWS or tell us that you're missing something. Usually when we send out a demo or an update, it does not have the registration program on it. When we send out a real version or a register version, it does have the registration program on it. If you think you should have the registration program but don't, there's a real simple check, which we'll do right now. I'll put a beep on the tape.
Enter C colon backslash greater.
I'm at the C drive. I'm going to do a directory on my A drive, which is where my disk number one is.
D-I-R.
Type in D-I-R
space
A colon.
A colon.
Install
I-N-S-T-A-L
I don't want to install.
L-A-T-S-N-I.
I want register.
R-E-G-I-S-T-E-R.
So you hit the backspace there and it backspaced over each letter. And now I just need to type in register.
Period E-X-E.
Period E-X-E and I'll hit enter.
Enter. volume and driver is JAWS disk 1, directory of the colon, backslash, register x66694-5-25-927:17p, one file left parent s right parent 374,784 bytes 3, c colon, backslash greater.
So it's definitely there. If yours wasn't there, you would get a message like file not found, which just indicates that you have a demo or an update version of JAWS, and you have to get a real version. Real, R-E-A-L. That's just our terminology. Okay, now if you do have a register on the disk, all we need to do is run it again. So let's type in A colon.
A colon, enter, a colon, backslash greater.
And, or B colon, depending on which drive you have it in, and we just type in register. Now this time, unlike the install, you have to be on the drive that you're going to run it from, because it goes back and looks at that drive.
R-E-G-I-S-T-E-R.
Type in register and hit enter.
Enter.
Now it's going to check and see that it's already been run, and I heard it beep twice. And it'll give us a message here.
The registration program has already been run for this copy of JAWS, period. Serial number 000000-4232, registered to colon, TET enter, 10901 Roosevelt, ST, period. Petersburg, comma, FL 33716. If the above information is incorrect, comma, please contact enter-JAWS for assistance, period. Press escape to cancel, comma, or any other key to prepare the registration disk, period.
So it gives the information about who this copy is registered to, and then it assumes you want to make the registration disk. So here we can put in the registration disk, and it'll copy the registration file over to it, and then you can mail it back to us, and it'll prompt you all the way. So if you get this message, it means you've already run register. Now, computers being what they are, it doesn't necessarily mean that you run register. The computer thinks you have. We have had a few situations where register is not compatible with a computer or disk drive that it's on, and a few times we've made mistakes when we create the disk. So if you get this message, don't panic. Just give us a call, and we'll work it out. Now, I'm going to exit out of here with an escape.
Escape. A colon, backslash greater.
Back to the A colon. You can also get a message that says, well,
C colon, enter, C colon, backslash greater.
What I'll do is I'll simulate the error.
A colon, E S, F E, G, R, E, F T, R, enter.
You may also get this message.
Error number 7242 colon, this program must be run from the original distribution disk, period. C colon, backslash greater.
It just says this program must be run from the original distribution disk, disk 1, the JAWS disk 1. Many people will try and copy their disk over to a working disk just in case, just so they can put the originals away in a safe spot, which is a very smart thing to do. It's still very smart, although you should do it after you run register. So if you get this message and you did copy them, then all you got to do is go back and get the originals and you can run register again. If register runs for you, like we demoed on the other side of this tape, if you get it to run and go through and get it your name and address and all that stuff, then it's going to create the JAWS name file and the JAWS registration file and put them on disk 1. What you'll want to do is copy that over to the JAWS subdirectory on your hard drive. You can do it like this. Well, let me put a beep on here. If you did run register, and you got your name and everything in there, and everything ran successfully, you copied everything over to the registration disk, please mail that back to us. And now you've run register and you have the JAWS name file on the floppy. Well, we want to get it on the hard drive, on your C drive, so you can boot up JAWS and have it not be a demo, have it be a real.
Escape, backslash.
So to do that, you need to type in copy.
C-O-P-Y, space.
Space, A colon.
A colon.
Or B colon, depending on which disk drive your JAWS disk number 1 is in. And also, of course, be sure the diskette is in the drive. Disk 1 should be in drive A or B. So copy space A colon Jaws.
J-A-W-S.
Period.
Period.
J-N-F.
J-N-F.
That stands for Jaws name file.
Space.
Space. And then we're going to cut. We need to define the destination where we're going to copy it to. So that's C colon.
C colon.
C being the hard drive.
Backslash.
Backslash.
J-A-W-S.
Jaws, which is the name of the subdirectory. And that's it. I don't have to specify the file name again because I'm not changing it. So I just hit enter.
Enter. One file left paren s right paren copied. C colon backslash greater.
It says one file copied. And we're done. So those are important steps because registering the program is important. Number one, it makes it a real copy instead of a demo copy. And number two, we get some information on you. And we also are assured that you are a bona fide user of JAWS, a registered user when you call in for tech support. There is I did mention several times the reason why we want to collect this information about what computers you have, what word processors you have, and things like that, is and what synthesizers, things like that, is because we can help support you better. Also, when we find out something new and exciting about that particular subject, let's say you're using JAWS with an Accent PC, if we have a new feature that relates to that synthesizer, or we fixed a bug that has been bugging you, or there's a new update for the Accent PC, we can look through our database and collect all the names of people that have that synthesizer and send them out a notice. And so that's another reason why it's good for us to have information about the kind of equipment you have. Or if you're using Lotus 1-2-3 and we've come up with a new training tape or a new set of configuration files for that particular application, we'll look through the database and send you a notice. So please fill in the registration form accurately. I'm going to put a beep on the tape. Now, many people are not installing JAWS for the first time. There's going to be some updates involved from JAWS 2.2 to 2.3, or maybe an earlier version of JAWS to 2.3. And we have a conversion program built into the installation, which I'm going to demo for you now. And we also have a few different messages that can come up at the end, depending on the situation. So I'm going to run install again.
A colon I N S T A L enter.
And hit enter.
Left bracket 5 semicolon 5F. Installation procedure for enter Joyce apostrophe S. JAWS version 2.3. JAWS is copyright left paren C right paren 1989-1993 by Enter Joyce Incorporated. The installation process is virtually automatic with the exception of a few simple selections. To interrupt and quit the installation process at any time, press the escape key followed by the enter key. Otherwise, press any key to continue.
So I'm going to continue.
Enter. JAWS needs to know the type of keyboard you are working with. If you are using a Toshiba laptop computer without a numeric pad, select the quote Toshiba quote option. If you are using a desktop keyboard with a numeric pad, or a Toshiba keyboard with a built-in or optional numeric keypad, select the quote desktop quote option. Press the enter key to select the quote desktop quote option, or use the down arrow key to move the bar to the quote Toshiba quote option, and then press the enter key.
Hit enter again.
Enter. On which disk drive do you wish to install JAWS colon? Press the enter key to install to drive C. Otherwise, use the up arrow and down arrow keys to move the bar to the disk drive you wish to install to, and then press the enter key.
Enter.
Enter. Now you need to specify the destination subdirectory where the JAWS system will be installed. We highly recommend you install JAWS to a subdirectory named backslash JAWS. This is what the installation program will default to. This will make things easier for all involved in the event you ever need technical support for JAWS from Enter Joyce. Press the enter key to name the subdirectory backslash JAWS, or edit the subdirectory below using the arrow, delete, letter and number keys. Enter. We noticed that there is already a version of JAWS in the subdirectory you have selected. We recommend that you stop the installation now, back up the already existing files onto a floppy disk or copy them into another subdirectory, delete them from the selected directory, and then run install again. You may exit install by pressing the escape key and the enter key at this time. If you proceed with this installation, we will convert the relevant files to a 2.3 format. You may lose any configuration, files left parent macros, frames, environment, voice, or dictionary right parent that you have created or modified, because the installation program will install new versions of some of these files. That is why it is wise to have a backup. Press any key to continue the installation, or press the escape key and the enter key to exit.
So this screen is new. We didn't get that the first time we ran it, because there was no older copy of JAWS in that subdirectory. So it's just recognized that there's an older version there, or maybe the same version, just knows that there is a copy of JAWS in there. And it's advising you to stop the install now, back up those files onto a floppy or into another subdirectory on your hard drive, remove those files from the hard drive, and then run install again. There's a couple reasons for this. You may have made some changes, some modifications to our configuration files, like for WordPerfect, for Professional Write, for First Choice, whatever. You made some changes that you like, that's the way you want JAWS to function. Well, if we continue with the install, we're going to copy those files with the same name over into that subdirectory and wipe out the ones that you already have, the ones that you have been working on. So you don't want that. That's why it's wise to have a backup. Also, there are some situations that we don't plan on, and it could be that some of the files you have in there are not compatible with a new version of JAWS and might cause a problem. That's why we want you to back it up so you have a copy and then remove it from the hard drive and let us, and then run install again, let us install JAWS without having to deal with those other files. Now, chances are that the other files will not be a problem, because JAWS will look at any files it's loading, like macro files and environment files and voice files, and look at the version number on there, and if it's not the correct version, it won't load it. But there may be a few things we haven't thought of. You never know. Now, if you decide that you just installed JAWS 2.2 last week, and now you want to upgrade to 2.3, and you really haven't made any changes, you can go ahead and continue the installation. And the installation program will run a convert program. It'll convert the voice file and the environment file into a JAWS 2.3 format. The macro files and frame files and dictionary files do not need any conversion. So I'm going to hit enter just to demonstrate the convert program.
Enter. Convert-converts older JAWS configuration files to 2.3 format. Copyright left parent C right parent 1992 by Hunter Joyce, Incorporated, all rights reserved. PW. Jeff converted to 2.3 format. Plus. Jeff converted to 2.3 format. First one period Jeff converted to 2.3 format. Press any key to continue.
So those are all Jeff files, JEF, JAWS environment files. And it converted them. If you had a voice file on there, or if I had a voice file on there, it would convert that also. So this program is going to convert environment files and voice files. And it pauses so you can review the screen, see what's going on. Some people are really interested in that, and some are not.
Enter.
Just hit enter, and we'll go
Which
back to the install.
Are you using colon? Use the up arrow and down arrow keys to move the bar to the synthesizer you wish to install, and then press the enter key. The list will scroll to reveal more synthesizers when you reach the bottom.
So I'm going to abort out here since we've already done the installation. I just wanted to demo the convert program. I'll hit escape.
Escape.
And enter.
Enter. A colon. / greater.
And I'll put a beep on the tape. Now I want to demo installing a serial synthesizer that asks you for the COM ports that you want to use.
Enter a colon / greater. A colon I-F-A-L, enter.
So I'm going to run install again, and I'll go through it a little bit quicker this time since...
Left bracket 5 semicolon 5F installation procedure for...
So here's the sign-on screen. I hit the silence key. That's the alt key. And it put the data up there, but it didn't speak it. And I heard it beep. And that tells me that it's done. I can hear the computer beep. Which you probably don't hear on tape because we purposely have the computer away from the microphone so it doesn't make a lot of noise. So I'll hit enter.
Enter. JAWS needs to know the type of keyboard you are working with. If you are using a Toshiba laptop computer without a numeric.
So here's the keyboard question. I hit the silence key again. I'll hit enter.
Enter. On which disk drive do you wish to install?
Here's the disk drive question. And I know it puts up C as the default, so I just hit enter.
Enter. Now you need to specify the destination subdirectory where the...
Destination subdirectory. So I'm just going to hit enter because it puts up JAWS.
Enter. We noticed that there is already a version of JAWS in the subdirectory you have.
Here it's telling me there's already a version there, which I'm just installing back into the same subdirectory I did before, so I'll hit enter.
Enter.
And it's going to run convert.
Convert-convert solder JAWS configuration files to 2.3 format. Copyright left paren C right paren 1992 by Hunter Joyce, Incorporated, all rights reserved. PW. Jeff Knott converted colon, already 2.3 format file. Plus. Jeff Knott converted colon, already 2.3 format file. First one period Jeff Knott converted colon, already 2.3 format file. Press any key to continue.
So those were not converted because we just converted them a little while ago. And for the convert program recognized that, just to let you know. This is a safety feature, let you know that if you run convert, it's not going to hurt what you already have if
Enter.
They're the correct version.
Which synthesizer are you using, colon? Use the up arrow and down arrow.
So here's the synthesizer question. I'm going to,
Accent Mini or Toshiba. Smart screen off.
I just turned smart screen off on my computer because it's not necessary with the install program. And it speaks twice because of the color bar. So I'm going to hit down arrow.
Accent PC.
Smart screen off, by the way, is an insert S if you're running JAWS during this installation.
Accent S.
Let's load up the Accent SA, which is a serial synthesizer.
Enter. Do you wish to install the JAWS manual and any of the following companion files for JAWS to work in conjunction with WordPerfect, Lotus 1-2-3, Professional Ride, and other application programs? If you wish to install all the selections, simply press the Enter key. If not, use the up arrow and down arrow keys to move the bar to the group.
Okay. At this point, all you have to do is hit Enter. You get all the configuration files.
Enter. Which version of WordPerfect are you using, colon? If you are using WordPerfect 5.1, comma, simply press the Enter key. Otherwise, use the up arrow and down arrow keys to...
So I know I'm on 5.1 as a default, so just hit Enter.
Enter. You have chosen the following installation selections for JAWS, colon, keyboard type, colon, desktop, disk, colon, C, colon, directory, colon, / JAWS, synthesizer, colon, Accent ESA, JAWS manual, colon, yes, serial port, colon, COM1. If all this is correct, please press any key to continue. Otherwise, press the escape key followed by the enter key to exit the installation and rerun the program to correct your selections.
Okay, there was something new there that we didn't hear before was COM port 1, or serial port 1. Let me see, what does it say?
JAWS cursor on, page up, keyboard, disk, colon, C, colon, directory, synthesizer, JAWS manual, serial port, colon, COM1.
Serial port, colon, COM1. Now, it never did ask us which serial port we wanted. It just went ahead and took it. Well, on this computer, I've only got one, so the choice is pretty simple. But on your computer, if you've got more than one COM port, it will ask you. That'll be one of the panels that comes up before this one. And it'll just ask you which COM port you want to hook up your synthesizer to. And go 1, 2, 3, or 4. Now, we recommend you put JAWS on COM 1 or COM 2, either one, but not 3 or 4. The reason being that JAWS gets feedback from the synthesizer itself. Things like handshaking information, which is called indexing. And that gives JAWS the power to stop on the last word spoken, which is a very neat feature. What you hear is what you get. Whereas many other times, without that feature, JAWS or the screen reader would stop with the cursor placed, several lines below the last thing you heard. Now, it'll stop speaking instantly, but the cursor will be below what you last heard. Well, with JAWS, it'll actually put the cursor back to the last word spoken. And we can keep track of that using this feature called indexing, which is built into the synthesizer. And for that, we need to get information back from the synthesizer, and for that, only COM1 and COM2 are reliable, because it's interrupt-driven. So, try to avoid COM3 or COM4, if you even have them on your machine. Okay, now I'm going to stop here.
Escape, enter, the colon, backslash.
And get out, because I want to demo now the Accent PC, which updates the autoexec file and the config.sys file.
Hey, colon, enter.
And you can see now I don't have to wait for the synthesizer. I never did, but I was typing
left
slowly.
Five,
before, just to give you, so you could hear all the letters. Now I have the sign-on screen, or the introduction screen.
Enter.
Enter. I hit the silence key real quick. I heard the beep.
Enter.
Hit the silence key again.
Enter. Now you need to specify the destination sub.
So I'm just going through fairly quick. Destination subdirectory it's asking for now. I'm going to stick with JAWS.
Enter. We noticed that there.
We notice all that nonsense. So I'm going to skip that this time, the convert program. So all I have to do is hit down arrow.
If you proceed with this installation, we will relevant files to it. PC cursor on. Smart screen off. Convert. Convert dash converts older JAWS configuration files to 2.3 format. Copyright.
Well, I thought I was going to skip it, but I didn't. But it's not hurting anything. It's going through the convert program, converting those files, or actually
enter.
Not converting them, because they've already been converted.
Which synthesizer are you?
Here we are on which synthesizer.
PC curse. Accent PC.
We'll demo the Accent PC, because that updates the autoexec and the config.sys file. So I'll hit enter again.
Enter. Do you wish to install the JAWS manual and any of...
So here's the question about the manual and all the
space.
Configuration files. I'll hit enter.
Enter. Which version of WordPerfect?
Which version of WordPerfect? I hit enter.
Enter. You have chosen the following installation selections for JAWS colon, keyboard type colon, desk.
Now it's telling me all the things that I've chosen, so that's fine with me. I'll hit enter.
Enter. We need to change the autoexec. Bat file. If you are installing JAWS for the first time, we recommend you let JAWS change this file for you. To do this, press the Enter key now. If you already have JAWS running and you do not want to change this file, just skip this step by pressing the down arrow key, then pressing the Enter key.
Okay, now here's an important step. If you're installing JAWS for the first time and you're not really sure what your computer ought to be doing, just let JAWS go ahead and update the autoexec.bat file for you. That way, when you boot up your computer, well, first be sure you got your synthesizer turned on if it's an external one. Boot up your computer and JAWS will load up automatically. You don't even have to touch the keyboard. That's because we put a command in the autoexec.bat file. We add one line that's a remark that just says, what below is the command to load up JAWS, and then the command to load JAWS is call, space, followed by the disk drive letter, and the subdirectory, and the name JAWS period BAT, which is a batch file which has several commands in it that loads up JAWS. One other thing we do to the autoexec.bat file is we put the subdirectory that you've selected, in this case the JAWS subdirectory, in the path. Now the path command is just that, path, P-A-T-H, equals, and then the names of all the subdirectories you want on the path. So when you type in the name of a program or a file, the operating system of the computer will first look in the directory that you're in. If you're in the XYZ subdirectory, it'll look through that for that file name. If it doesn't find it there, then it will start looking down the path, starting at the beginning, the first subdirectory in that list, and going on through the end. And eventually, it can go through 5, 10, 15 subdirectories before it finds a match on the name that you've given it, and it will run that program. So that's a real nice feature, as long as you know just what's going on there. It can also be rather confusing. But what we're doing in this case is we're the installation program will put the JAWS subdirectory, or at least the name that you have selected, in this example JAWS, on the path, so that anytime you type in JAWS, it'll automatically go to that subdirectory and grab the JAWS.bat file, and that will load up JAWS. It'll give you the ability to load JAWS no matter what subdirectory you're in. Now, that's because it can find the batch file. Now, what that batch file does, it actually changes directories to the JAWS subdirectory and then loads up JAWS, which is another important step. So here, the question we have in front of us now is, do we want the installation program to update your autoexec.bat or not? Well, we recommend that if you're installing JAWS for the first time and you're not really sure about autoexec.bat and things like that, go ahead and let the installation program do it. If you do know what you're doing and you've got your autoexec.bat set up just the way you want it and you don't want us messing around in there, fine, you can skip it. But the command will not be there to load up JAWS automatically, and JAWS will not be on the path. And we do recommend that you at least put the JAWS subdirectory on the path. You can load up JAWS manually at any time just by typing in JAWS if the JAWS subdirectory is on the path. If the JAWS subdirectory is not on the path, then you need to change directories to the JAWS subdirectory. You can do that by, at the DOS prompt, typing in cd/JAWS, J-A-W-S. The CD stands for change directory. And then you hit enter, and then it will load up JAWS. Then you're executing that JAWS.bat, which is the batch file. So that's the way you can, if you have sighted people using your computer occasionally, and you don't want it to automatically load up JAWS, then you can do it manually by typing in JAWS at that subdirectory. Just an aside, if JAWS is running on your computer and a sighted person wants to use it and they don't want to hear it, they can, if they're at the DOS prompt, they can remove JAWS from memory by doing an Alt-Shift-F1, holding down the Alt key, the Shift key, and pressing F1, function key 1. There's also a standby mode, which is in the Voice Global menu, and that will, in effect, turn JAWS off. And we'll get to that in the training tapes. So this question, do we want JAWS to update the autoexec or not? Well, I hope I covered that,
PC cursor on,
because it is an important step.
Skip this step for now.
I'm going to select skip this step for now, because I don't want my autoexec changed.
Enter. We need to change the config. Sys file. If you are installing JAWS for the first time, we recommend you let JAWS change this file for you. To do this, press the Enter key now. If you already have JAWS running and you do not want to change this file, just skip this step by pressing the down arrow key, then pressing the Enter key.
Now, we get to a question about the config sys file, which is another one of those files that the computer accesses automatically. Because we've selected the Accent PC synthesizer, it knows that it has to add a certain command to the config.sys file. Other synthesizers, it would not need to do this. The external synthesizers, it doesn't. I think the only other one is the Accent Mini. It's the only one where it needs to add a command to the config.sys file. So again, if you're installing JAWS for the first time and you don't want to have to add the command to the config sys file yourself, and you're using the Accent PC or the Accent SA, I mean Accent Mini, or the Accent for the Toshibas, you should go ahead and let us, the install program, do the changes to config sys just by hitting enter at this spot. If you've got your config sys file set up the way you want it, you don't want anything else messing around with it, that's okay, you can hit the down arrow and enter. But for these synthesizers that need a command put in here, you'll have to go in and put it in yourself. Now in this case, it's a device driver. So it's best to just go ahead and hit enter key now and let us do it. Then you can look at it and see exactly the command that is put in there. Whenever the installation program changes the autoexec or the config sys file, it keeps a copy of the old autoexec or config sys file in a new file name. In the case of the autoexec.bat, it's autoexec.back, B-A-K, for backup. So after the installation, you decide, well, I want to go back to my old one. You just use the copy command to copy autoexec.back to autoexec.bat, and it'll restore the original. Same with the config sys. It keeps a copy of the original, or the old one, in config.back. So it's simple to get back to where you want to be. In this case,
skip this step for now.
Skip this step for now is what I'll take.
Enter. The install program is now ready to begin copying files to your system. During this stage, the computer will beep when it is through with the disk. When this happens, remove your current disk from drive A.
I'm going to silence that because we've had an explanation of that before. I'm going to hit enter. Go ahead and do the install. Okay, now I've turned off the tape so we don't waste any time doing the installation. And remember, during the installation, it'll beep each time it needs a new diskette. Each time you hear it beep, you just feed it a new diskette in the correct numerical order. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then back to 1. And if you get the order mixed up, it doesn't matter. If you hit the enter key and it beeps, just put in another one. It'll continue when it gets the one it wants. And you want to end up back at disk number 1. And again, it will continue when it gets the right disk. So that's where I am now. I'm on 1.
Enter.
And I'll hit enter. And we'll hear some messages at the end here. I can hear the disk drive going, which means it's copying disk over.
Creating JAWS batch file, period. Period. Period.
Created the JAWS batch file.
The synthesizer you have chosen, comma, the Accent PC, comma, comes with a diskette of utility programs, period. After the installation process is over, comma, you will need to copy the following file or files from that diskette into /JAWS, period. SCAC, period. DVC, make certain that you have installed the software correctly for the Accent PC synthesizer before running JAWS, period. If the appropriate software has already been installed, you may ignore this message, period. Press any key to continue, period. Period. Period.
Okay, so this message is a very important one. The Accent PC comes with a set of utility, a disk of utility files. And so does the Symphonics and the Sounding Board and the DeckTalk PC and the Echo Internal. And other programs like that, the double talk. So, in order for JAWS to function properly, you just got to be sure the synthesizer is installed correctly. So here we try to remind you. In this case, we told you exactly what file from the utility disk needs to be copied over to the JAWS subdirectory. In the case of the Accent PC, it's spkacnt.dvc. That's the device driver. And it must be put in the JAWS subdirectory, the same subdirectory that you installed JAWS to. Because that's where, in this case, we added a command to the config sys file to look in that subdirectory and load up this file. In other cases, it's going to be a command in the autoexec.bat file, which is going to look in the JAWS subdirectory to find those files. So you need to copy them into the subdirectory where JAWS is installed. In this example, the JAWS subdirectory. It's a very, important step. The synthesizer must be installed correctly and running, functioning when you boot up JAWS. So I'll hit enter. Another thing, as an aside, you might have noticed now it's saying the periods and the commas. That's just because when the tape was off, I set punctuation to all, so it says all the punctuation now.
Enter. JAWS is now installed on your system, period. To run JAWS, comma, remove all diskettes from the floppy drives and reboot your computer, period. If JAWS does not run automatically, comma, you must run it manually, period. To do this, comma, you need to change to your /JAWS subdirectory, comma, and type JAWS, then press the enter key, period. If you have any questions about running JAWS, comma, please consult your JAWS training tapes and JAWS manual left paren available in print, comma, on disk, comma, and in braille right paren, comma, and your Accent PC manual, period. If it becomes necessary to call us for technical assistance, please be at your computer with it turned on, comma, and have a tape recorder handy to take notes, period. Press any key to continue, period. Period. Period.
Okay, so this is, we're just about at the end. Now, if you let the install program update your autoexec.bat file and your config.sys file if necessary, if it asked, then when you reboot your computer, it should load up JAWS and be talking. If it doesn't, there may be a few others. Well, there's lots of things that could go wrong. Usually it's a few very simple things. And of course, having the synthesizer installed and or connected and turned on, plugged in and ready to go is a very important step. And if you're installing JAWS not for the first time, you may have already a JAWS batch file on your system. So it's not uncommon for the command to load up the JAWS batch file will load up the wrong one, an old one that you've got sitting around in there. I know from experience it's hard to keep your hard drive cleaned up. So if you're not getting the right results, think about that. You might be loading up the wrong JAWS.bat file. Or if you want to load JAWS manually and you type in JAWS and hit enter, again, the same problem. It might be finding a different JAWS.bat file. That's always a potential problem. And some problems are just things we can't cover on this tape, things we have to hear from you, see what's going on with your system, and then think about it, and maybe we come up with an answer. To do that, you give us a call and let us know what's going on and any other pertinent information. And it's also very helpful if you're at your computer with it turned on, up and running, booted up, you know, ready to go, and with a tape recorder to take notes. Because many times we can figure it out right away, and we'll just want to tell you how to fix it and have you make notes on your tape recorder and then give it a try and call us back if, you know, if you still have a problem. It's a lot easier that way rather than doing it all step by step over the telephone. And it's also very helpful to have the computer right there and ready to go so we can hear it as it happens, or if it's not talking at all, so someone there can describe it to us as it's happening. Because like most things, if you wait 5 or 10 minutes to tell about it, you leave out some important details. I'll hit the enter key.
Enter. C:\JAWS >
And we're back to the DOS prompt. Now you could just type in JAWS at this point, load up JAWS, but because of the changes or that we may have made to AutoExec and config sys, it's best if you reboot your computer and then load up JAWS. One thing that takes effect then is the change of the path if we were allowed to update the AutoExec.bat. I'll put a beep on the tape here. Now we're at the end of the JAWS 2.3 installation tape, and if you got this far and you've been able to reboot and JAWS is up and running and talking, you can hear it fine. Terrific. It's time to go on to the JAWS training tapes. There's a selection with your JAWS package. They're labeled in print and in Braille. If you can't read either one, just pop a tape in the tape player and it'll tell you at the beginning of the tape what it is.
This is the end of side 2 of the software installation tape for JAWS version 2.3.
You can contact Henter Joyce by mail at Henter, H-E-N-T-E-R, dash Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Inc., at 11800 31st Court North, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33716. Also by phone at 800-336-5658 or area code 813-572-8900. You can also fax Henter Joyce at area code 813-528-8901 or contact our BBS at 813-528-8903. Henter Joyce is also on the World Wide Web at www.hj.com, and we have an FTP site, ftp.hj.com/pub/hj.